This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. A long time coming, an historic election in Myanmar and one of the world's most closed societies appears to be opening up in a big way. Opposition leader and Nobel Prize recipient Aung San Suu Kyi is expected to have won the country's first free elections in 25 years. Aung San Suu Kyi emerged from 15 years of house arrest back in 2010, the leader of the National League for Democracy Party. She's the daughter of the country's founder, U Aung San. Joining us now is Thomas Fuller, reporter with our partner, The New York Times, in Myanmar. What's the feeling on the streets?
Oh, it's electric. I mean, people are really jubilant and people who have never voted in their lives. And you know, they woke up at 4 in the morning and they studied the handout showing them how to vote. And, you know, this was a real thrill for them.
And it's taken so long. It's been a kind of a chess game. This has not resembled anything of a revolution that, at least in my lifetime, you have the junta really agreeing to step aside slowly and Aung San Suu Kyi really taking her time in pushing this. And all of a sudden, she's very successful.
Well, I mean, this was, you know, very different since the Arab Spring. You had a dictatorship that was very brutal, but very unsuccessful in bringing investment and wealth to the country. And the generals realized that. And so they opened up on their own terms. And that's the process that you described that's been just unfolding for years and years.
Does the military have to accept a 70% victory, which is what's projected for Aung San Suu Kyi's party? And does that constitute a mandate? And if the money rolls in, if investment rolls in, does that encourage the military to basically go back to the old ways?
Well, the ruling party, which is the political proxy for the military, and the military itself, they've been quite clear that, you know, they will accept the results of a free and fair election. Now, you know, what often happens is the whoever doesn't agree with the outcome find some fault in the process, but we haven't seen that yet. The precedent, obviously, is not very encouraging. In 1990, Aung San Suu Kyi won a landslide, like she seems to be doing now, and the military's answer then, 25 years ago, was to cancel the elections.
What's the likelihood that Aung San Suu Kyi has been manipulated into a corner here and will emerge as something of a figurehead, that they've played her?
She certainly is circumscribed by the constitution that the generals wrote. I mean, she's not allowed to be president, for one. So she says she's going to work by being above the president and by appointing the president if she wins. That is yet to be seen, whether, you know, the military will put up with that. But I think in a larger sense, this is it's a system that is really rigged towards the military in many ways. They have their safeguards, and we'll see, you know, in the next few weeks whether she's successful at that.
Aside from the maneuvers on the streets, though, people are believers.
People are really believers. I mean, it's really touching to meet people who say, you know, I haven't been able to eat since the election yesterday because I'm just so excited. It's refreshing. It's touching. It's poignant to see people so motivated by this notion that, you know, their whole lives they've been guided by what the military wanted for them, and now it's their choice. Now they get to go into a booth and choose who they want to run the country.
Talking about people on the streets, excited in Yangon in Myanmar, Thomas Fuller is Southeast Asia correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Thomas, thanks so much.
You're welcome.